Now to what we call our live lines. She is running for governor. She has been and is the lieutenant governor of the great state of Indiana. Suzanne Crouch, good morning. Good to talk to you again.
Good morning, Steve, on this beautiful Monday morning in Indiana.
Will you take credit for the weather, Suzanne Crouch?
You know, I'll take credit for all the good things I can.
You sound like you're en route somewhere on the cellular phone. Where are you headed today? Some more campaigning or what?
Oh, I'm going to Richmond and then to Indianapolis. And oh my goodness, last week I was in Muncie and I was actually in Valparaiso. I was in Warsaw. I was in
You've been everywhere. You've been everywhere. What I'd like to do is I'd like to ask you, Ms. Crouch, what is the one single issue that people talk to you about the most as you travel and campaign for the chair there?
You know, I think what I hear the most from people is how they're suffering today because of the high cost of living, inflation, and Bidenomics. And I saw a study recently, Steve, where it cost $11,400 more today than it did 3 years ago just to meet basic household needs. So when I'm traveling the state, that's what I hear from people, how they're hurting today, how they're having a hard time paying their grocery bills, paying their utilities, you know, making their rent payments. I mean, people are having to make decisions on how they can spend the money. And that's why I want to eliminate the state income tax and put more money into Hoosier's pocket.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about that now that you mentioned eliminating the state income tax. My first question about that is that really possible?
Absolutely, Steve. You know, I'm former vice chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, which does the budget for the state of Indiana. I'm also the former auditor of the state, responsible for the accounts receivable, the accounts payable, the payroll for the state of Indiana. And so when I say we can eliminate it, I mean it. And here's how we do it. And, you know, it's interesting because it's what people want. But my opponents all say, oh, you can't do it. It's a gimmick. You know, it's too much money. But what they're really saying is government needs more of your money and you need less of it. And I know we can put thousands of dollars back into the pockets of Hoosiers, everyday Hoosiers, the average Hoosier. That means $2,000 of the money we get back to them.
Suzanne Crouch, my mom said to me for a long time, if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. How, if you were able to do this, would you recapture that missing tax revenue? I assume that would have to happen in other ways.
That's the beautiful thing. I'm talking about a tax cut. I'm not talking about a tax replacement. So I'm going to get into the weeds a little bit to explain it, if that's all right.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's how we do it. We're going to limit government growth. We're going to find efficiencies in government, and then we're going to end wasteful government spending. My last year in the General Assembly was 2013. We passed a $30 billion budget that year. In 2023, we passed a $44.5 billion budget. We have increased government spending by 50% over the past 10 years. And from the 21 to the 23 budget session, Steve, we increased government spending by 19%. So before we passed the budget in 2023, we had a $6 billion, that's with a B, billion-dollar surplus. So we held $2.9 billion back as our real surplus. The other $3.1 billion, Steve, we put into government spending. Now, it wasn't all bad. We paid down on taxes. We paid down on debt. We paid down on paid cash for capital projects. We paid down on pensions. But the fact of the matter is we spent your money. And so what I am saying is moving forward, in 2025, we take that $44.5 billion base we passed in 23. And we let it grow at a small rate. Maybe it's the cost of living. Maybe it's the rate of inflation. But then when we have additional revenues and surpluses, we dedicate them to eliminating the income tax, and we get there quicker. It has to be phased in. You can't do it overnight.
Suzanne Crouch is a Republican candidate for governor of the great state of Indiana. Still on this subject, and then we'll move on. If this is such a grand idea, and as a taxpayer, I think it sounds grand. I think it sounds great, of course. But if this is such a great idea, you're a Republican, you have a Republican supermajority at the state house, why hasn't this already been done, this eliminating the state income tax?
I think because, first of all, a couple reasons, Steve. When I was in local government, that was from 95 to 2005, the Democrats had control of the state. It was terrible, fiscally. It's why I ran for state representative, and as a state rep, auditor, right now, Lieutenant Governor has played a key role in turning this state around. Where today we have balanced budgets, we have low taxes, we have healthy surpluses. Now, today we are in a great position to be able to do it because of our sound economic foundation. You know, and I am the only one who has the political courage and the knowledge and the experience to be able to make it happen. I also, Steve, had the relationships in the General Assembly to make a bold vision a reality because I was a state rep for 8 years and president for 8 years. And as a governor, if you want to do bold things, you have to have the relationships in the General Assembly to be able to make that happen.
Our phone connection is really, really pretty bad right now. I'm going to stick with this interview as long as I can. Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch, one of the things I wanted to get in today before we ran out of time was you've talked about your disagreements with the way Governor Holcomb dealt with COVID. Why didn't you speak up at that time?
I'm Lieutenant Governor, and the conversations that Governor Holcomb and I had were private and will remain private. But let me just say this. I am passionate about helping those with mental illness and addiction, and we've seen a 20% increase in anxiety and depression among the population, but a 60% increase among young people. Suicide is the second leading cause of death among young people. So I have learned from the mistakes of our top executive, and I will tell you as governor, we will not have mask mandates or lockdowns because of what it's done to us, but particularly to our young people. And the health experts will be on tap, but they are not going to be on top. I trust Hoosiers to make the decisions about their own health.
All right, Suzanne Crouch, I appreciate the time. Hopefully we can book another appearance sometime soon and maybe get you in the studio and talk some more about your candidacy.
Good luck.
Safe travels to you, okay?
Thanks, Steve. You have a beautiful day.
All right, very good. Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch, running for the Republican nomination for Indiana Governor. Apologize for that phone connection there for the vast majority of that interview. We tried to stick it out. We had some other questions to ask her. We will hold those and bring them up the next time we have the opportunity to talk to her and any other candidates that reach out and would like to get some clarity and some information out in their way to the community, in this case, the state of Indiana.